down to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello, Disney nerds. It's Sam from Sam's Disney Diary and the Disney Nerds Podcast. It's July 2016, and if you're fresh back from your latest trip and have that lingering need to go back to Walt Disney World, there's no better time than now to start planning your next trip. And if so, be sure to get in touch with Jimmy over at Once Upon a Time Travel. No better way to plan your next trip than with a true Disney nerd. Now, if you never visited Walt Disney World during the holiday season, it's a must. And now, July is the perfect time to start planning. Walt Disney World and Disneyland provide a unique experience that you can only experience during the holidays. We've spent a lot of time here on the Disney Nerds Podcast talking about the holidays at Walt Disney World. Our first Christmas in July is back in show number 44. We did audio from the wonderful Walt of Disney featuring Walt Disney himself in show number 65, Disneyland 1962. Our personal holiday memories in show number 113. And this past December, I pulled together a full Epcot Holidays audio show. I also realized that over at samsdisneydiary.com, the only thing that I've covered more than Christmas is Star Wars weekends. You can find the Osborne Lights, a tremendous salute in their last year, the Jingle Cruise, Cinderella's Holiday Wish compared to Frozen Holiday Wish, New Year's fireworks from Hollywood Studios, Celebrate the Magic, parades, you name it, it's over there, samsdisneydiary.com. For this show, I have some holiday audio from Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios to share. Sit back and enjoy this special Christmas in July. And thanks for listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast. Let us know your holiday memories. You can drop me a note, sam@thedisneynerds.com. You can get Jimmy, Ed, and Jen all at thedisneynerds.com. And send us questions, questions@thedisneynerds.com. First up, Magic Kingdom.
Welcome to the Magic Kingdom. Return service to your resort hotel is available at this station. Be sure to ask your driver for the exact location. Motor coaches depart approximately every 20 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your belongings. Watch your head and step as you disembark. Take small children by the hand and follow the walkway to the main entrance. As you approach the entrance, please keep your party together and have your tickets ready. Thanks for riding with us, and have a wonderful time here at the Magic Kingdom.
Yes, the buses sound the same as you approach the Magic Kingdom, but that's the last thing that you're going to recognize, because as soon as you start your approach to the ticket gates, you're going to hear Christmas music in the background. Now, you won't hear it right away, but you're going to start to feel Christmas, and as you make your way into the park under the train station, you'll start to hear Christmas. And a great way of starting that is with the Magic Kingdom Trolley Show. Listen to this.
Of the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
USA. And from all of us here in the Magic Kingdom, happy holidays! We hope to see you again real soon.
That's a bonus. Hey, look there. The piano player's out over Casey's.
Thank you.
outstanding. Let's see what's happening in Frontierland. Head over to the queue for the Jungle Cruise. I mean the Jingle Cruise. And then take a quick ride.
Oh, I'm not supposed to tell you I'm your secret Santa, am I? Oh, well, that's a little awkward. Well, we start our journey in the Amazon rainforest. If you guys look into the water on the sides, if you look really, 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 really hard, you are going to see absolutely nothing. Yeah, that's because we normally have piranhas, but they are off on holiday for Piranica. Yeah, the festival of bites, but honestly, we have enough holes in this boat as it is, so it's probably good that they're not here. We are now on a different river. We're on the Congo River in Central Africa. Good news, guys, I actually got my pygmy friends a very nice little holiday party. Yeah, there's going to be singing. There's going to be dancing. It's going to be right over here on the beach. Oh. Oh, wow, that's a little awkward. I can't see anybody. Canoe? No, yeah, they probably went last night holiday shopping, I understand. Oh, oh, guys, look what the skipper's got me. Oh, they got me an old tree. Yeah, see, I know it's a gift because they topped it off with a boa. Yeah, yeah, how nice are they? Oh, yeah, guys, this is actually really exciting. This is our holiday gift wrapping station. Yeah, a lot of people were confused when we hired the gorillas, but the turnover has been amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing. But we are now approaching the Nile River, one of the longest rivers in the world. It goes on for Niles. And Niles. Yeah, Niles. And if you don't believe me, well, then you know you're probably just in denial. Yeah, if you look up ahead, you will be seeing some African elephants. Do you guys know how I know they're African elephants? Anybody? No. It's because we're in Africa. Yeah, we are in Africa. This guy over here, he's actually in our show choir. Can you hit the high note? Little flat, one more time. Oh no, that just sounds, yeah, that sounds really bad. Alright, we'll just keep working on it. If you look over to your right, you will see these sandstone formations. It's actually one of our boulder attractions here at the Jingle Cruise, but a lot of people tend to take it for granted. Yeah, I personally think a jingle bell rocks, but yeah. We are now in the African belt where you can see many different types of creatures gathering for the holidays. We have wildebeest, giraffes, impalas, zebras. Oh look, the lions are having their annual holiday feast. Zebra on the rocks. Ah, guys, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that zebra, he's just pretending to sleep so that he doesn't have to talk to his extended family. Yeah, yeah, we all do it. Oh, oh, gee, Mr. Rhino, you know, I normally just string up popcorn. That's what happens when you try to give a rhino a fruit cake. I tried to tell them not to, but somehow I think they'll be getting the point in the end. Yeah, yeah, I hate to be the low man on that totem pole. But we are about to enter crocodile country, so please keep your favorite family members inside the boat. If you look over to your right, you'll see two of our resident crocs. The big one is Old Smiley, and that's his girlfriend Ginger. You know, all Ginger really wants for Christmas is a slow cooker. Yeah, but I think we all know that's a croc. Yeah. If you look up ahead, we are going to be passing by this glacier mountain top. Yeah, it's actually really cool. There's a glacier right on top of that mountain. But if you couldn't tell, it's been a very hot winter. Very hot winter. Yeah, did you guys feel the nice refreshing mist coming from the waterfall? Yeah. Yeah, it's actually 400 different types of bacteria. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Oh yeah, good news. We got a really good deal from the Jungle Aviation Company this year. Half off a plane. Yeah. Who says you can't catch a plane during the holidays? Oh. Oh dear. This isn't too good. Yeah. It looks like we've just entered a pool of hungry hippos. You know, I should probably be a little bit more specific on my Christmas list next year. Yeah. But if you look back, they will be wiggling their ears. They do that to try to keep warm so that they don't catch hippothermia. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a pretty terrible onus to catch, especially during the holidays. I would not want to catch it. But it looks like we are now entering into headhunter territory. You know, this is normally a terrible place to be headed. Yeah. Yeah, but during the holidays, the locals actually dress up as some of their favorite characters. It looks like we have Dancer and Prancer. And we have the 12 drummers. Guys, no, I said 12 drummers drumming. 12 drummers, not three. What a bummer. Oh no, guys, it's carolers. Get down. Throw them some Biggie pudding. Tell them that they're singing something amazing. Do something. Oh, okay. That was a close one. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. Yeah, the eighth wonder of the world. The backside of water. Try to show you guys the backside of eggnog, but we thought it'd be a little watered down. Yeah, we also just couldn't find a gingerbread cookie large enough to sustain it, but hey, we'll try again next year. We are now on a different continent, in a different river. We're on the Mekong River in Southeast Asia, located in Cambodia. Oh, what's this? Presents? Wreaths? Stockings? Guys, if I'm not mistaken, I think we're about to go into Santa's workshop. Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah, let's see what Santa has for us. Santa? there. Favorite plants. We have a setta. We have another setta over there. And then the one with the red flower on top, that's also a setta. Yeah, did you see me point settas? Yeah, you did. You know, it would not be a trip through the jungle without saying hello to our local businessman trader, Samta. Yeah, say hi, Samta. Samta is our local head salesman, but his sales have been shrinking all year. But he does have a really good holiday deal for you guys. Three of his heads for one of yours and a partridge and a pear tree. Yeah, I think it's a pretty good deal no matter which way you slice it or dice it. You are most definitely going to come out ahead. Yeah. All right, guys, it looks like we are about to enter civilization, so please make sure to remain seated with your arms, hands, feet, legs, elbows inside the boat till we come to a complete stop over at the dock. You know, we've laughed together. We've cried together. And we very nearly died together, yeah. But you know what? I think that kind of makes us just like a family, yeah. Yeah, but just like most families, especially during the holidays, 10 to 12 minutes is really just long enough. Yeah, so get out. Oh, I'm sorry. Where's my holiday spirit? Merrily. Get out of my boat.
Back at the hub, it's the Celebrate the Season stage.
Your favorite Disney characters here in the Magic Kingdom as we celebrate the season.
Let's take a sleigh ride on those thousands of pies. Let's have a everybody. Oh, we sure are glad you could join us during this magical time of the year to help us celebrate the season.
That's right, Mickey. This is the time of the year when people all over the world are celebrating special holidays.
Yep, and we're having a little celebration of our own right here at the most magical place on Earth, the Magic Kingdom. Say, Minnie, being the holiday season and all, I got you a present.
A present? Oh, Mickey, that's so sweet. Presents are so much fun.
Fun? Did you say fun? Whoa, whoa.
There's a happy celebration in his town across the nation at the Santa Claus Parade. Oh. All the grown-ups and the kiddies in the towns and in the cities love the Santa Claus Parade. Oh, oh. Fresh and dance, the friends and dicks and call the kids to down and blitz and Rudolph leads the whole brigade. And you'll hear all the cheering, you will see Santa's a-nearing at the Santa Claus Parade.
Soldiers marching all on the way.
Hands on the young, they get to say to all a jolly holiday. And when we see the presents loaded on the sleigh,
you'll know that Christmas isn't very far away.
Thank you.
what's inside. Oh, my goodness!
Everybody will know.
Now don't be shy. Everybody.
mention you'll buy Carol.
La 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 la.
Happy holidays! And we
see.
From everyone here at the Magic Kingdom, happy holidays.
A must do at the Magic Kingdom is the stage show when they turn on Cinderella's castle lights. Originally, this was done by Mickey, Minnie, and Cinderella. Recently, this moved to a Frozen theme where Queen Elsa's visiting the castle and decides that it needs decorating. Let's listen into that ceremony.
Who?
She made you!
Oh, don't be silly.
Elsa me.
Oh, Olaf. Elsa, wouldn't it be great if you used your frozen fractally powers to cover the castle in ice and snow?
Anna, I'd love to, but I can't.
This isn't our home. We're visiting, and we have to be respectful to those who live here. But it could be like a holiday wish.
And I bet they'd like it.
Huh? I don't know. Wouldn't you all like to see Elsa cover the castle in ice and snow? They want you to do it.
The people want ice.
Ice and snow. Ice and snow.
Olaf. Come on, everyone.
Come on. Ice and snow. Ice and snow.
Anna.
Ice and snow. Ice and snow.
Okay. I'll do it.
Yes.
But I would like everyone's help. Will you help? Okay, everyone. Envision this castle wrapped in shimmering ice, the snow cascading down its tall towers, twinkling like a million stars. Now, feel the icy magic swell and swirl within you. Do you feel it? Are you ready? Now, let it go!
Any day at the Magic Kingdom during the holiday season is wonderful, but if you're lucky enough to have a ticket to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, the entertainment continues. After they light the castle, you can experience some wonderful events within the Magic Kingdom. Here's just one of those over at the Tomorrowland stage.
Christmas spirit, the Savior will have some fun. party to infinity and beyond!
The brains behind the Monsters Inc. laugh floor, Mike Wazowski!
Hiya, folks! It's great to be here! And remember, you can't spell Christmas without an I!
And the infamous Experiment 626 himself, the one and only Stitch!
Hello, Father!
Let's get this party started!
Stitch closing in on Santa.
Great! Stitch wanted to help us with our big Tomorrowland Christmas party, so we asked him to track down Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Stitch loves Santa Claus. Who's Santa Claus?
Who's Santa Claus? Okay, gang, let's give Stitch the 411 on Santa. Ooh. He wears red suits, has a white beard, and what does he always say? Oh, come on, let me hear ya. What does Santa always say?
Ho, ho, ho!
And he flies around the world in a...
Stitch, no. A spaceship.
No. Come on, you guys, help me out. Santa flies around the world in a... Very good!
The sleigh powered by a rocket?
No.
The sleigh powered by a gas?
No. Ew. No, Stitch. The sleigh is pulled by 8 tiny reindeer.
Ooh. Reindeer, is it your cat? Be right back.
Easy to catch? Whatever. I hope we find Santa in time. We need him for our big finale. Maybe he'll even make it snow. In the meantime, let's bring out our first special guest star. Direct from Star Command Headquarters, right here in Tomorrowland, it's Buzz Lightyear! Go for it, Space Ranger!
It all happened a night very much like tonight. A fateful encounter with my sworn enemy! A night when hearts were warm, spirits were bright, and the sound of sleigh bells filled the air! Mission log, Stardate 975.1. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon some friends of mine were seated by my side. Our ship was fierce and fast, but then to our surprise, the engines took a laser blast. It looked like our demise. But who would do such a dastardly deed? The evil Emperor Zurg!
Jingle, jing, 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 jingle, jingle bells, jingle.
And his vile minions.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. We'll get your precious jingle bells and take them all away. Yeah, jingle bells, jingle all the way. There will be no Christmas time forever and a day.
Not so fast, sir. You'll never steal the spirit of Christmas.
That's what you think, my dear.
Passing through deep space. In a turbo rocket sleigh, the peril we would face, Zurg laughing all the way. We zoom from place to place, keeping him in sight. What fun it is to find and chase and capture Zurg tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Fight above a tiny town, with all the bells and lights that brought his fury down. And then without a reason, Sir lowered his defense, the spirit of the season, and brought him to his sense.
Merry Christmas, Buzz Lightyear.
And sir, Merry Christmas to you too. And to all of you,
peace on earth, and goodwill to men this holiday season.
Christmas bells, those Christmas bells.
And the Tomorrowland dance party continues, while another dance party is happening in Frontierland and on the castle stage. Now, all of that said, we're at just about an hour in this show, but I cannot leave you without Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Parade. This is absolutely a must during the holiday season. And here's an interesting tidbit for you. Obviously, you're going to be able to see it if you go to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. But Christmas week, if you're in the Magic Kingdom, the busiest time of year, by the way, the parade is performed nightly. I hope that you like it, and I'm going to leave you with Once Upon a Christmas Parade. Absolutely incredible, one of my favorite things during the holidays. Thank you for listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast and our trip to the Magic Kingdom for Christmas in July 2016. Congolish!
holidays to all of you. I heard you made good girls this year. So wonderful to see all of you.